Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. We have been talking with Alberto Trujillo from Flora Corporation about the benefits of iron. And Alberto has been on numerous radio talk shows across the country discussing alternative health and the benefits of iron. And I like to say the magic of iron because really, I mean, without iron, you're just down in the dumps. And with iron, you're just up and running around if that's the thing that your body needs. And that's what we're discussing today. Alberto, thanks so much for being with us. I did have a question. There are a lot of people that will listen to the show and just simply go out and just go to any old corner drugstore and buy any old iron. Is iron, not all iron is created equal, is it? I mean, what is it that you want to look for when you're picking out a product, and what makes the Floradex the product to have?
Well, not all iron supplements are created equal. That's for certain. And so that's going to have an impact on how well the product may do for you. Floradex is an all-organic vegetable and herb-based liquid iron tonic. And I say tonic because in Europe, where it's made, in Germany, it's considered a tonic. It's got a mix of multivitamin cofactors like vitamin C, vitamin B1, B2, B6, B12, along with carrots, spinach, nettles, fennel, kelp, hibiscus, rosehip, sweet germ, and all of that is in a base of peach juice and pear juice and grape juice, blackcurrant juice, orange, blackberry, and all of this with a little bit of honey. So it's more of a tonic, and they take a little bit every day to tonify their body. And it's a low-dose iron that's food-based, so the body sees it as liquefied food. And with all the cofactors, it's really easy on the digestive tract, so it spreads out, maximizes absorption sites in the intestines, and it absorbs really well without having, it doesn't cause constipation, nausea, or upset stomach. So it's very, very user-friendly. When you buy an iron supplement that's in a tablet at the local drugstore, the ingredients in there are more than likely not very natural, and so your body may have a hard time utilizing those chemicals, in which case if the dissolution in dissolving that tablet and then absorption of the nutrient is not very effective, it may cause constipation, which is common with iron supplements, and stomach upset. So yeah, they're not all equal.
So Floradex, easier to digest, easier to assimilate by the body.
Yeah, because it's like liquefied food.
Oh, that's great.
And most of the supplements I think that you find in the drugstore is the ferrous sulfate. When you look at iron, they're usually called ferrous and then a following description, either ferrous sulfate or ferrous gluconate or something like that. And some of them are just a gentler type of iron and better absorbed. And the ferrous sulfate is what you usually find in a drugstore, correct?
That is correct. So, and ferrous sulfate is usually a metallic iron, which is difficult to utilize and absorb in the body. The iron in Floradex is iron gluconate, and it's produced by fermentation of glucose by a yeast called Saccharomyces cerevisiae. So it's a fermented, produced organic iron compound, iron gluconate, from the fermentation of the sugar. So that in combination with all the other foods, will make it very easy on the body to utilize and not have a unfavorable impact on the digestive tract. So,
now, do people necessarily have to get tested in order to find out that they're iron deficient to take this product?
You know, I think in North America, most people that are usually looking for an iron supplement have been told by their doctor they're iron deficient, or maybe they're pregnant, or something is happening where they're been told that they need to take an iron. But there's a difference with iron from plants and iron that's from animals. And Floradex is a plant iron, and that's what we call non-heme iron. And it's absorbed by an enzyme, and that enzyme usually gets feedback on iron storage by our endocrine system, and it can absorb a maintenance dose of 3 to 4 milligrams at a time, regardless of what you consume. And then it can increase binding capacity up to 10 or 12 milligrams if you're iron deficient or low in iron source. So that all is controlled by the enzyme in the endocrine system feedback. Whereas don't use the same enzymes, and so it can absorb more readily, but it can also cause high iron storage. So if somebody was just randomly thinking, I'm going to try iron, they'd be much safer to try a non-heme iron, like the fluoridic iron, that it's not going to absorb like a meat-type iron, and then they don't have to worry about that. But I would recommend, if you think you're iron deficient, go have your hemoglobin tested, or better yet, your serum ferritin, your iron storage, and then, you know, you may find out you're low in iron. You can try a product like fluoridic, and it may be very beneficial for you, because, you know, it is common that in the U.S., one of the leading causes of fatigue in women is iron deficiency.
So you can actually, at our store, Alberta, you may not know this, but we also have lab testing at our store over there at Gulf Coast Nutrition. So people coming in, they can just actually purchase an iron test.
Test kit, yes.
So they can actually do that there in our store, which is really helpful.
And if you can't make it into our store, you can also get on to both GulfCoastNutrition.com as well as LabTestingDirect.com to go ahead and purchase those tests. And then you can get back on to GulfCoastNutrition.com and actually purchase the Fluoridex product. And for those people who are listening, don't have any way to write this down, or you do have a chance, it's Flora, F-L-O-R-A, and the product is Fluoridex. It's F-L-O-R-A-D-I-X. And come in asking for that, and we'll provide you, also mention that you heard it on the radio, so we can extend to you that Radio 10 coupon for 10% off.
Now, Alberto, is there anybody who should not be taking iron?
Well, usually there is a condition called hemochromatosis, where people have a problem with metabolism of iron, and certainly those people know that, and they wouldn't be taking that iron supplement.
Okay, so they already know that they have this particular condition.
Yeah, I mean, iron is, like I said, a vital nutrient that we all need. That you shouldn't take excess iron, and usually that can be an issue with kids, and so you want to make sure that you don't overdo iron. But, you know, certainly kids can become iron deficient, and we do know that, especially in underdeveloped areas, and there are many iron deficient kids. But you just want to be careful that you don't overdo it. I mean, there are those higher risk groups, and the highest risk groups for iron deficiency are women during their childbearing years, and then, of course, there are during pregnancy is when you will need the most, during breastfeeding, post-childbirth if you have a lot of loss of blood, and usually post any surgery, actually, people need to take an iron supplement.
Oh, that's then, a good course, suggestion, yeah.
Yeah, in fact, we're seeing now that some surgeons are recommending their patients start taking iron pre-surgery so that their iron, because it takes a few days to develop, you know, and so by the time they have their iron loss, they're producing more hemoglobin and more red blood cells. So, and then, of course, there's infants. And unfortunately, right now we're seeing something called milk babies, and babies that drink too much cow milk, and they don't consume other nutrients, and they're becoming iron deficient. And the cow milk also has a negative effect on the intestinal lining that affects the absorption of iron. And
now,
so we're seeing that.
Children can take this product, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's safe for children to take. And then there's elderly males, you know. We've been telling men that they shouldn't take iron for many, many years, but in this country there are more iron-deficient elderly males than iron-deficient elderly females. So there are many elderly males out there that require a good iron supplement. We have an RDA of 10 milligrams a day, whereas women have, during childbearing years, have an RDA of 18 milligrams a day. And so we do require some iron, and if we're not consuming a nutritious diet, then we may need a good iron supplement for energy.
Well, Brenda B., I'm hearing the music, and that means we're getting ready to wrap up. Alberto, thank you so much for being with us today. This has been fabulous information about the Flora Company and the Fluoridex product.
So if you're feeling fatigued and tired and you don't know what's going on, it's safe enough to take this product and see if maybe it is an iron deficiency. and see if this will certainly help you feel better. We know it has for a lot of our customers.
Absolutely. So for those of you who are interested in finding out more about this, you can stop by Gulf Coast Nutrition at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road, or check us out at gulfcoastnutrition.com. You can also check out the lab testing at labtestingdirect.com. So again, the Radio 10 code, by the way, don't forget to mention that. So until next time, I am Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.